So if bhakti, it is not taking many things in bhakti for granted. So if it's nature of the soul to be attracted to Krishna, why doesn't it happen for us? Yes, because we are not at the spiritual level of consciousness right now. We are still very much at the physical and the mental level of consciousness. So the mind finds the novel as attractive. Something which is either something very new, I'm attracted to that. Or if something promises me pleasure, I may have eaten gulab jamun 100 times. But oh, gulab jamun is tasty. So because the mind is associated gulab jamun with pleasure, so as soon as I say gulab jamun, I get excited. So basically either the mind has to see something novel, something new, or something which it feels as pleasure in. Then that will register much more in it. And that's why, because Krishna doesn't seem to be new to us, because we are perceiving at the material level, not at the spiritual level. And because we sometimes experience pleasure in Krishna Bhakti and sometimes we don't. That's why we tend to become mechanical. And we just start doing it as a routine. As I say, it becomes a ritual. So actually it is the investment of consciousness in the ritual that makes the ritual spiritual. So when I invest my consciousness, why am I doing this? This is the Lord who is before me. I'm chanting His name. I'm bowing down to Him. So, and that is why for us, hearing is very important. Like I said, an impression becomes registered either through its intellectual importance or through its emotional significance. So for us, sometimes the emotional significance of Krishna comes out. Some dress, some deity is dressing, oh, so attractive. Some kirtan, oh, so nice. Some class, oh, this is so entertaining. But Jiva Goswami says that in the sadhaka stage, what will keep us on the spiritual path is buddhi. So siddha, for those who are liberated, for them, what keeps them on the spiritual path is preeti. Their love for Krishna, their affection for Krishna, is a natural state of the spiritual level. But for us, it is buddhi. So we have to keep our intelligence strong, and that will keep us purposefully steady in our bhakti. And even when we say this, I don't feel this attractive. I'm not attracted to it. It's not entirely true. It is that if we persevere in connecting with Krishna, that attraction will start manifesting. Yattad agre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. That which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. So even if we don't feel this attractive, try to persevere using the intelligence. And when we penetrate through the layer of poison, then the long layer of nectar is awaiting us after that. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes. Thank you.